Hi there, and welcome to Northern Transmissions. Thanks for tuning in. This episode features Josh from the band Tapes and Tapes. We had a great conversation and touched upon a lot of cool subjects. So I hope you enjoy it. Let's get into some music right away with the track Butta Boom off the 2011 record Outside. The track Butta Boom off the 2011 release Outside on Ibid Records. And we talked a little about the transition from XL Recordings back to Ibid Records, which The Loon was, their previous two albums ago, The Loon was released on in 2005.
Was the decision to part ways with XL, was it a difficult decision, or were you guys like pretty sure about it?
I mean, it really just kind of played out because we had we had a 2-record deal with them, and after Lock It Off, that was their second record, so their contract was set to expire, and I think we had always just kind of, playing things that year, and when it came time to make this record, we really felt comfortable in doing it ourselves, so we didn't really do too much, shopping around or too much trying to get on a label. I mean, the main point for us originally with being on a label was to have distribution and kind of have a helping hand, because when we first put Balloon out on our own, we didn't really, we didn't anticipate the success of that, and so all of a sudden we were in a situation where we were handling all these things and distribution and other things, and it was really pretty overwhelming. And so, back in 2006 when we signed with XL, really, all right, we need some help, and so we got that, and we had a good time. I think XL was, they treated us well, and things worked out fine while we were with them. But then when time came for us to put out this record, I think we felt pretty confident that we knew what we were doing and that we could really, release it the way we wanted to do it on our own without having a label involved.
Since moving away from the record company, the guys went in the direction of wanting to produce, self-produce their album again, like their first album, The Loon, with a bit of help from Peter Kattis, most famously known for his work with Interpol.
I think, it's funny because for us, our records generally, when we've made a record, before we've recorded, we've gotten songs all at a pretty good spot where we can go in and all know what parts we're playing and stuff. So when we get in the studio, we aren't wasting too much time. We're getting in there and we're getting our parts down and stuff like that. So I think, a lot of times the producer role, it seems like when you're making a record, is to help facilitate getting things done, but also facilitate the creative process. And I think, for the most part, when we've gone into record, we've kind of hashed things out a lot before we even get into record, So I think that this time with us producing the record ourselves, it was really the main decision that was made because we worked out the song so much that by the time it got to going into record, we knew, all right, well, this is how we want all these songs to sound, and, it didn't seem like there was really much of a need even for a producer, So I think that the main thing that it really did was it kept us all really actively engaged when we were in recording, because, it's the producer's job to have some quality control, and if we were the only ones who were there for quality control, all right, well, how does that take? How does that feel? All right, is it good enough? Should we move on, So I think that really, more than anything, was the difference on this record than other records. On our last record before that was Dave Ridman. He was the producer, so he was in charge of being all right, yeah, that's good enough take, or, what about this, what about that, but this time it was all, the ownership was on us, which I think was a good experience.
That's great. And you did work, and Peter Kattis did work a bit, right, with you guys on that?
Yeah, he mixed it. I mean, we did all the recording and stuff in Minneapolis, and then in June, I think, of last year, I went out to his studios out in Connecticut, and he mixed it, and we did a little bit of extra. There was a little extra production we did while we were out there. There's good parts I laid down, or he had some ideas, too, where we kind of, spruce things up a little bit, but for the most part, it was really, he was doing mostly just the mixing on the record. But it was great working with him. He had a really good year and a lot of fun.
Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you're enjoying our conversation with Josh Greer from Tapes and Tapes. And check out their website at www.tapesandtapes.com, or you can go to their MySpace page for more information regarding the band.
Still afraid of
And that is a great track from the band, probably one of my favorites. And I can also confirm that David Bowie is also a big fan of the track. And the name of that song was Insister, off the 2005 The Loon record on Ibid Records. Please feel free to email the show at northerntransmissions@gmail.com, or you can Twitter us at northerntrans. Let's get back to the interview. We chatted about the immediate success after the band's first release, The Loon.
Definitely. I think we didn't really anticipate any of the success we had at that point, because really, we released it on our own and released it as really just a local Minneapolis release when we put it out. And so we were not anticipating any of the recognition, or even just like the fact that it seemed to get around the world pretty quickly, and we ended up doing global tours and stuff like that. It was definitely that was not part of the plan, but I was like, it was something where we were like, no, that's a bad idea.
Must have been pretty nice feeling. Must mean that David Bowie was huge fan of especially the song in history. That must make you feel pretty cool when the Thin White Duke is praising your music.
Yeah, that was definitely unexpected and very cool. I don't know, I've always, there's not many cooler people in the world than David Bowie. When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's pretty awesome that he even heard our music,
On a lighter note, we talked a bit about the band. The band does have a good sense of humor. So we talked a little bit about working with Aziz Ansari and the monikers Tape 1 and Tape 2.
Did you get a kick out of Aziz Ansari's, I'm sure you know about this, his character, Quill Tickle, pushing your MP3s?
Yeah, that was really funny. I don't know. Aziz is a pretty funny guy. So when we got to work with him on that, it was, it was a lot of fun. Him and his buddy, who did a lot of the Human Giant stuff, we got doing the video, and that had worked out. So then we came up with that. It was a Quill Tickle thing, and it worked out great. It was very, I can't take really any credit for it other than being a stiff man in it. they did everything, and it was just, it worked with them.
And I love the Tape 1 and the Tape 2 shtick. Who came up with that? Do you guys still use it a lot, or?
That was originally, it was kind of just a joke that, back when the band first formed, there were only three of us. I thought it would be funny to have different, each one of us have a moniker, but, I think that once we became a four piece, it didn't quite make as much sense. So we've abandoned it a little bit.
All right, let's check out a bit more music. Let's check out the song "Hang Them All" off the band's "Walk It Off" album, released on XL Recordings.
Go.
you're listening to Northern Transmissions. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you're enjoying my chat with Josh Greer from Tapes and Tapes. Next, we talked a little about the state of technology and music. We talked about Spotify as well as making videos.
Yeah, the video making process is fun. It's like, I think each video we kind of have a different role in it, you know. I mean, some of our videos we've been in, other ones we haven't, and I think we kind of, it's an interesting medium, you know. I'm a big fan of film in general, so having like video to go along with our songs can be pretty cool. It's definitely, you know, I think things are different nowadays than they were in the mid to late 90s when MTV was just huge. But now there's a whole different, seems like people watch them a lot more on the internet and stuff like that. And I think it's still cool to have like visuals that go along with songs. So we actually were just working on doing a homemade music video this last weekend. So hopefully we can get that done and get that out for a tour for another song.
Awesome. Do you think like the new music programs like Spotify, well, it's not so new, but Spotify and Pandora will help bands like you guys more in the future?
I think so. I think the main thing really is just like there is in the last like 5 years even there's been such an explosion of availability of music, you know. You don't have to be on a major label or label at all for you to have a song that like just blows up around the world. It's just, you know, it really has lent itself, the availability of music has really lent itself to like the democratization of the whole music process, which I think in general is a good thing. It definitely, it allows, you know, there's fewer kind of like hoops to jump through in order for people to hear your music, which I think allows people to like find more music than they like and just have more diverse music all over the place. So I think any type of platform that helps people get exposed to more music and that aspect really is, I think it's good, and it helps, you know, it makes it more viable for bands to be successful. You don't have to be some huge arena rock band to be able to have a career in music. You know, you can write songs and find a good population of people who are into what you're playing and, you know, build a career out of that. And I think that's really, really cool.
Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. That concludes our program. Thanks to Josh Greer from Tapes and Tapes, of course, and as always to the Wonder Kid, Andy Kallstrom, who does an amazing job. And you can catch Tapes and Tapes live. They're heading out on the road starting the 18th of August in Denver all the way through till the 15th of October, closing out in Indianapolis. And they will be in my wonderful hometown of Vancouver, BC, at the Biltmore on the 22nd of August. And as always, please feel free to contact the show if you have any questions or comments. It's northerntransmissions@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter, Northern Trans. And let's close out the show with one more song off the band's 2011 release, Outside. This is the track, Freak Out.
Even in the moment with the light upon your face, I'll look up and show the motions I'll use. I can hear breathing, I feel the space, and I'll be the one you'll never know. Once you were the wildest man I've ever known. Free from what the other said on your own. I'll go in a place you'll never know. Tremble.